Hungarian Christian music. The origins of Hungarian Christian music date back to its Gregorian roots. Some medieval codex writings show that within Gregorian music, an offshoot emerged in Central Eastern Europe, which, in addition to traditional Gregorian songs, included hymns of saints and other music. After exhaustive folk music research in the 20th century, new Gregorian-style hymns resurfaced in the Hungarian language. Other recitative songs were also discovered and identified as songs that have long been practiced in places such as Moldova. Examples include Easing the Way to Heaven. True Hungarian songs, however, did not come into practice until the time of the Reformation and Counter-Reformation. Written proof of folk songs in Hungary were found as supplements of manuscripts and early prints in the first years of the 16th century. The Protestants were the first to publish books with folk songs during the 16th and 17th centuries. The first Catholic book with hymns, the Cantus Catholici, was published by Bishop Benedek Kisdi in Eger. The publication was followed 25 years later by the Cantionale Catholicum, which was also known as Cantionale from Cajon. The materials in these books were mostly in Hungarian, and some of them that were based on folk traditions were not included in later publications, for example, Here When All Call for Judgment. These traditions resurfaced again after exhaustive research and included in new volumes of the late 20th century. The Habsburgs' repressive regime that followed the Ottoman rule in Hungary left its mark in religious songwriting. In 1787, a newly published song collection, the Bozóki Énekeskönyv, contained significant amounts of German Baroque material compared to previous books. An era of liturgical decline fell on the first part of the 19th century, which was described by Ferenc Liszt, "Church singing is the obstacle of devotion." The song collection of Tarkányi Zsoszkowski was a new trend of the times with musical accompaniment by organs. It was a high-quality musical edition with less Hungarian material than the Bozóki version. It also included a diverse selection of Hungarian, Latin, and German songs. The 19th century is considered to be the heyday of folk music research and the search for national identity and opposition to the Habsburgs. By 1913, the results of this research were published in a new book of religious songs for the common folks called Lord Our Saint, and was published by Arthur Harmat and Sándor Sík. A clearer, reworked version of the Tarkányi collection of songs was published multiple times in earlier years. The new publication contained significant Biedermeier material. While the prologue of the book indicated Zoltán Kodály's cooperation, the publisher mostly ignored his guidance, which was the inclusion of the contemporary application of songs. We can observe similar trends in Protestant churches. The Debrecen Reform Song Collection and Chiming Heavenly Choir included more German influences in modern times. More significant changes came in the 20th century with the great influence of Zoltán Kodály and his associates. First, as a consequence of professional folk song research, a demand arose for Hungarian translated songs. Zoltán Kodály considered the folk songs as a priceless repository of folk traditions and cataloged them according in contrast to Béla Bartók. A new book of songs called Singing Church appeared by the contributions of László Dobszai and Janka Szendrei, which was first published in Hungary in 1984. In 1998 in Gyulafehérvár, a second edition was published that included additional songs that originated from Transylvania called Praise the Lord. The Singing Church edition was criticized in some circles due to its simplicity, its easy musical interpretation, and the fact that it contained multiple verses. It tried in vain to return to the origins of folk music. Co-authors Szendrei Dobszai, to boost the research of folk song and their origins, issued an audio version of their collection. They also completed sizable comparative works researching the connection of songs and folk music. It was titled Our Songs from the 16th and 17th Century by the Common Folks Recollection. The Singing Church followed with similar regional publications and in foreign countries with sizable Hungarian minorities, Heaven's Due in Vojvodina, and the Transylvania Collection in Gyergyó Sárhegy, the Music Note Bells in Felvidék. Most of these latter versions try to collect the songs without the adherence to academic principles that were not included in the official church songbooks. Research of these books opened new dimensions. We find some simple works with a 4-4 version of the popular Christian beat composer János Ije. We also see Bartók's A Night with the Székelys and the representation of the Anglican Protestant song collection as well. Most Protestant church prayers and songbooks follow this trend as well, resulting in the contemporary books of Baptists, Calvinists, and Evangelicals. Zoltán Kodály's influence in Christian Hungarian music is unparalleled. He not only left a sizable repertoire of religious choir music, but he also considered himself to be a leader in reviving the movement of choir development in Hungarian music, along with promoting music education in schools and replacing the then German-centered music education system and encouraged young adults to form choirs. He was a teacher of a well-respected cadre of young composers who dominated choir music, such as Lajos Bárdos and Zoltán Gárdonyi. The latter one often sought Kodály's advice, but was not directly his student. The new Hungarian religious choirs that were the creations of either Kodály or his students indicate a growing demand for reform in the choir music collections of the Hungarian Baptist Church. The prologue of the Evangelical Choir Music was published in 1968, says that we can find the full range of choir music in this new edition, from German Baroque and Renaissance trends to contemporary Hungarian choir music. Indeed, the songs are mostly the products of Hungarian composers Pál Behorka, Jenő Bányai, Lajos Bárdos, Zoltán Gárdonyi, László Halmos, Gábor Lisznyai, Imre Sulyok, Antal Szak, and Sándor Szokolai. In these choirs, we also witness entire folk music compositions substituted with new lyrics, similar to what happened in some folk song collections of the 20th century. The area where this symbiosis of Hungarian folk music and choir music was most visibly present was the Moldva region research area. This is where, due to restrictions on Hungarian church singing and the rich variety of the Kajon Cantionales 1805 songs, we find plenty of folk songs with religious content. In some of these songs, the Holy Family is portrayed as a simple Csángó family, just like in the song Our Shiny Holy Father.